This hour of the Jason Rant Show brought to you by The Todd Herman Show. Heard weekday mornings, 6 to 9, right here on KTTH. Lots of news happening all around the world and right here at home. So, let's find out what's trending.
What's trending? The coronavirus.
Apparently, we now find ourselves in a fifth wave of COVID here in Washington State. We, of course, have heard the national narrative about a rise in cases due in large part to the Delta variant. The Delta variant is more contagious. People who have COVID with the Delta variant apparently carry 1,000 times the virus on them. The good news, however, is that the vaccines work from keeping you from getting very ill if you were to get COVID, if you're one of the breakthrough cases. Here in Washington, there is a rise, not in deaths, not in hospitalizations, but merely in cases.
We're seeing the onset of additional cases, or what I would call the fifth wave, and the majority of those are the Delta variant.
I'm looking at the data, and that is state epidemiologist Dr. Scott Lindquist. And to say that we're in a fifth wave, to me, just doesn't make any sense. There are more cases now than there were 2 weeks ago. But there are less cases now still than there were last week or last month. And you can keep going back, and for the most part, you're going to find it being flat since after December. There clearly was a surge then, right? The 7-day average of cases in March, let's just go to March 1st, okay? 7-day average was 781. When you compare it to yesterday, so the last full day, we're at 906 cases. Well, at the same time, we're not experiencing an increase in deaths. A statistically significant one. Every death matters. We want that number to be zero. But if we're in a state that has a, 72% vaccination rate, why did you pick 70% if it doesn't mean anything? That's not, in fact, the way to herd immunity. Weren't we told 70% is herd immunity and that's when you can take off the masks? Well, we exceeded 70%. We exceeded it. And now we're hearing from folks that we have to put the mask back on. That we have to go back to some of these really, really strong, annoying, damaging mitigation policies.
We do not expect a return to the high level of hospitalizations and deaths we've experienced in the past. We could see a surge of preventable illness and hospitalizations.
Okay, so if we're not expected to experience the increase in hospitalizations, then why do you say this?
If universal masking is implemented in Washington next week, it will prevent between 540 and 880 deaths in Washington state in the next 15 weeks.
So pick a lane, man. Pick a lane. Pick a strategy. I think for the most part, we're too far gone. People don't want to put back those masks on their faces. People don't want to go back to a world in which we close down restaurants and limit the amount of people to go into movie theaters. And so I maintain that even though there will be calls, and maybe some of them are listened to, especially in this state, calls to reimpose mask mandates in a bigger way, I maintain that what we're going to actually hear, more news about vaccine passports, more vaccine mandates, and more vaccine testing. This week, we've gone through the testing grift, in my view. Most people don't need to get tested. But I know how people think that we're going into flu and cold season. You have a scratchy throat. You're going to say, oh, my gosh, I'm hearing all this stuff about the Delta variant. I'm going to go get tested. And you're going to go online, you're going to buy some of these over-the-counter tests, you're going to go to the Bartell Drugs, you're going to go to the Walgreens or whatever, you're going to buy all this stuff, you're going to be fine, but you're going to continue and continue and continue to give money to the pharmaceutical industries, to investors like Bill Gates, all for the testing when you don't really need it. But I'm most worried now, based on the exclusive story we talked about in the first hour, going to these mandates. We've got a government agency set to mandate or be fired. The vaccine, get the vaccine or be fired. And they're setting it up right now. And it's going to become, don't want to wear that mask? Okay, you got to get vaccinated. It's a mandate. We're just going to mandate it. Because you know what? People are not listening to us and our guidance on wearing a mask. We're just going to have to go to the mandate. We're doing it for your own good. It is insane to me. It is absolutely insane, and they're following the same script.
We're paying very close attention to this and prepared to switch back into a more intensive response if we need to.
That's the Pierce County Health Director, Anthony Chen. They are sending you the signals right now that they are ready, willing, and able to go back to some of these mitigation policies. I'm not going to do it. I'm out. I'm totally done. To this point, I have not had to prove that I won't go to a business that asks me for my vaccine passport. I haven't run into any, thankfully. But I'm not going to go anywhere that forces me to put on a mask when I am vaccinated. You either say the vaccine works or you tell us it doesn't and we have to go back to wearing a mask. You cannot have it both ways. They've tried to have it both ways this entire time. And I think I've been rather good about listening to the reasonable instructions and guidance that have been provided. I am not anti-vax. I want people to get vaccinated. I want you to talk to your doctor beforehand. The people who are hesitant, I think you should talk to your doctor. I got the vaccine, and I am fine. I am fine. A second leg started to grow out of my knee, but we cut that. I'm kidding. It was my elbow. I'm kidding. Stop giving me that look. I'm fine. Peyton has gotten a little bit aggressive, but everything else is fine.
I don't think I've ever been fine my entire life, though, so I don't know if I'm fine. I think I'm fine.
Yeah.
What would you say? Am I fine?
Your appetite has increased.
Man, food is so good, Jason.
It's true. Maybe that's what happened. So where do we go from here? Seriously, where do we go from here? You see what's going on in L.A.? People on the left, and they're in charge, don't believe you have the right to make decisions for yourself and for your family. They don't trust you. And so they're going to lean into the mandates. They don't trust you, so they're going to lean into the mandates. And that's a shame. 1-800-465-8770 if you want to join the conversation and send me a text message. 1-800-465-8770. When we come back, we're going to dive into the Hunter Biden art scam. Let's find out what else is trending.
What's trending? You can't make this up.
It's really kind of funny. You've got Hunter Biden, of course, the son of Joe Biden, controversial son, who is a very honest person, right? He took a job at Burisma for $50,000 a month. Some might say that's a little bit scammish because he had no expertise in the oil industry. But I say you just don't see his potential. And that is especially true when it comes to his art, which he uses a straw to create.
So I mean, given he was using the straw for,
I'm just saying, given his history, I'm glad he's using the straw for a creative outlet.
Look at that, glass half full.
Yes,
rants.
Glass half full rants. So originally, as he became this artist, as his new career, as the White House puts it, he was going to sell his art completely anonymously. He would not know who purchased the art, they say. Wouldn't get their name. He wouldn't even meet them. And the reason why they did that or proposed that idea was because they didn't want to give off the impression that some rich guy with connections was just paying Hunter Biden a ton of money, $500,000 for a piece of art that's garbage, and then hope to get some sort of influence over the Biden administration. Well, they've since done an about face. Now Hunter Biden is going to have two private showings, one in Los Angeles, one in New York, with potential buyers. Now, they say he won't know who purchases the art, but he's going to meet some of these people. And I like how they think it's not going to be very easy to find out who purchased art. Like, after you purchase it, you take a photo of it, and then you post it online, and then people very quickly will know, and Hunter Biden will be like, oh, Jason Rantz bought my art. I'm going to give him a call just to thank him. See if he, needs me to interpret what the art actually meant to me. If he has any questions about the art, I can answer them. He can tell me if he wants any sort of quid pro quo with my father. I'll just reach out and it'll be totally innocent. So the Obama ethics chief, his name is Walter Schaub. He is coming from a place that has been supportive of the Biden administration. I mean, he's a Democrat. He was with the Obama administration when Biden was vice president. And he said on CNN this.
So ideally, Hunter Biden wouldn't be doing this because it sure looks like profiting off the presidency. But if they couldn't talk him out of doing it, there is something that's within their control. They could promise us today that if they happen to learn who any of the buyers are, they will notify us immediately. And they will tell us again if any of those buyers get a meeting with the White House or any other political appointee.
Shouldn't they just tell us the names? Shouldn't we just know? It shouldn't be anonymous. We should know because then we can keep track of what's going on. So if it is, in fact, a Jason Rantz or a Russian oligarch who ends up purchasing that, well, we can actually do the vetting of who these people are. We can make sure that they're not, in fact, having meetings at the White House or meetings with Hunter Biden or on the DL meetings with Joe Biden, which actually the way I said it makes it sound like they're doing like a hookup. That's not what I meant. They could be doing some of that stuff and we would be able to investigate and ensure that it doesn't happen.
If they are doing a hookup, I mean,
that's certainly better than the national security implications involved here. Last night on Fox News Primetime, I had the opportunity to talk about this in a slightly different way than I normally do my segments on Fox.
Great news for you art lovers out there. Your chance to buy an original piece by Hunter Biden comes with a little FaceTime with the artiste himself. Biden is reportedly expected to meet, and you're seeing it behind me now, with prospective buyers at exhibitions in New York and Los Angeles. But wait a minute. They're supposed to be anonymous, I thought. I thought that for corruption purposes, that'd be the only right thing to do. What is the White House saying about this?
He's not going to have any conversations related to the selling of art. That will be left to the gallerist, as was outlined in the agreement that we announced just a few weeks ago. We believe this is a reasonable system that has been established that allows for Hunter Biden to work in his profession within appropriate safeguards.
He's off to a rocking start. They're talking about a $500,000 offer already for a guy that's been only blowing paint through his straw for a very short time. Jason Rantz is a radio host in Seattle. Jason, let's take a look at some of this art behind me. Do you have an opinion on it? Do you have a sense in your world in art of how much this is worth?
I mean, I think we're undervaluing it if we're only saying $500,000. I'm going to be honest here. This controversy being framed as sort of seeing a scam with national security implications playing out just in front of us. I know there are some in conservative media who think this all poses ethical concerns that someone will buy Hunter's art hoping to exert influence over the Biden administration. Look, the Obama administration's ethics chief, he said the only ethical way that this could work is if the buyers are blindfolded. Well, how about this, haters? That just happens to be the best way to enjoy Hunter's art. I think concerns here are just cynical. The Biden family, they are a respectable family. They are all above board. They never lie to us. We've got a strong union-supporting patriarch who would, for example, never kill thousands of union jobs in the energy sector. We've got an accomplished doctor who can beat you or I at a game of Operation, the board game, with her eyes closed. And now we've got Hunter. So listen, the administration has assured us that this will be handled appropriately. I think we should trust them, whether talking about our secure border or the Democrats' longstanding support of police last year. This administration doesn't lie. They never mislead. Second, if this was an actual controversy, wouldn't the media be all over it, not just Fox News?
Great point.
The other networks, they don't give Hunter Biden stories a pass. That laptop story, they went wall to wall. They went above and beyond. They even urged Facebook and Twitter to feature it prominently. But if this was actually a story, they'd be on it.
Right.
And Brian, you know that I love you. You know I love you. And I appreciate the fact that you are a big history buff. Have you ever written a book on Picasso or Lichtenstein or that
nope.
artist who painted those dogs playing poker? No, you are anti-art. You've got a bias. You don't know art, which is why you don't think that this can earn, yes, I said earn, $500,000. There's no way someone would try to buy influence with the administration by currying favor with the president's son. Yes, the experts are calling it amateurish. They're saying it's worthless. But as Democrats will rightly tell you, if someone disagrees with the Biden administration, they're wrong and also racist or something. So I do think this is all to do about nothing. I was able to procure an art piece, if I can show it. I hope there's no copyright issues.
Well, if you can. I can't really stop you.
Yeah, it's called Ode to the Buyer. It's a portrait of the art buyer smiling in appreciation of the art.
Right.
And not the influence that they'll purchase over the Bidens. And I know you can see the eyebrows there. It's not me. I'm not the buyer. I can't afford it. This is priceless.
JJ, I just like to take this opportunity to apologize for seeing something unsavory about this whole operation. And for you to be the first ever to give a would-be art buyer an artist piece back, I salute you for breaking norms.
Yeah.
Right. Jason,
they allowed me to touch it without gloves, too, so it's all good.
All right, Jason Rantz, thanks for putting it all in perspective.
Thanks, Brian.
So I've posted the artwork on my Instagram account under Jason Rantz, and I've got all the videos up, or the video up on all of my social media platforms if you want to check it out. Just text the keyword Rantz, R-A-N-T-Z, to 1-800-465-8770, or just go to my Instagram account under Jason Rantz. It was great art. Can we just for a moment say I am amazing at what I do and everyone should want to be me?
You are a five-tool contributor for their television programs, Jason. You do it all. You can do the satirical pieces. You can do in the field.
You can
do in the studio. You can do deep dives. You can do investigative reports. You're a five-tool player if you were a baseball player, but you are a radio host and a conservative personality who is just rising and shattering ceilings in the movement.
Yeah, everyone said, you know, we've not really accomplished anything in this country until we get someone like Jason in that kind of position of influence over the audience. People have been saying that for a while now.
Jason Rantz, 2024. Can I mark it down yet?
I will have an announcement to make at some point in the future.
This is going to be exciting.
That's all I'm saying. Watch the video. It's available on my Twitter feed, or just text the keyword Rantz, R-A-N-T-Z, to 1-800-465-8770. I'll be on Tucker Carlson tonight with another report, similar in tone, we'll just say.
There's more artwork?
It's not an art segment. It's about homeless. Oh. But I'll try to make a whiskey pun that's homeless related. I'm working with, you know, whiskey and sour?
Yeah.
Whiskey and sewer water.
Oh, okay.
I'm working through. It's a process.
It's a whiskey sour. Whiskey sewer water.
Whiskey sewer water. Okay.
Yeah.
It's not whiskey and sour?
No, it's whiskey sour.
Okay. You know what makes it sour?
What?
The sewer water. I just told you, dummy. What's going on?
The sewer water.
My interview with Jimmy Mata coming up. Welcome back to the Jason Rantz Show on KTTH. It's 4:30 on a weekday afternoon. Except this time, we are temporarily postponing our fun segment, my favorite segment of the show, The Big Local, which is brought to you by Alpine Specialty Cleaning. But today, we're going to take you into a more deep dive Big Local, where we're going to have a conversation earlier today at around 2 o'clock, maybe 1:45. I had a conversation with the mayor of Burien, Jimmy Mata. And it went much longer than I anticipated because of accusations he made about being the victim of a white supremacy hate crime attack. And so I wanted to play for you the entirety in full to get a better understanding. Here is that conversation with Mayor Jimmy Mata. Things might be getting nasty as Burien Mayor Jimmy Mata runs for re-election. He says he was the victim of a, quote, white supremacy hate crime attack, where he calls a, quote, direct assault on every man, woman, and child in Burien, King County, and our nation. Obviously, very strong, powerful words there. So let's talk about exactly what happened. The mayor joins me now to explain. Welcome back to the show. It's been a while.
Yes, Jason, thank you so much. I appreciate the invitation.
So,
you know, Jason, go ahead and take us through the
actual artwork that has been posted, just so we can get a basic understanding of the alleged hate crime.
So I'm a Latino that was born in this country. This is my country. I love my flag. There's only reasons for lightning bolts when they come in doubles. I was raised in Eastern Washington, and, you know, I went to school with some children that were taught that kind of behavior. When I saw these signs, to me, double lightning bolts and the hand fist and, you know, propaganda, it was wrong. It sends a message to, you know, some of these new voters. Let's face it, I am not white. I'm a brown mayor who got elected, and I'm reflecting those individuals who probably haven't voted in the past, who want to learn about politics. Mm-hmm. You know, the Latino community, we're not a monolithic community. We have Democrats, Republicans, socialists, communists, just like in the white community, right? That's why we created this country. I mean, that's why the 13 colonies were developed, as political persecution. You know, people are coming out of prison. You know, people that want to protect their practice their religion. That's what America's about. And so, to me, first of all, having signs that doesn't say who's paid for it, putting a sticker on my sign as corrupt. Question is, if that's what you believe, then file charges with the U.S. Department of Justice. But, you know, I feel that it doesn't matter whether somebody has conservative views, you know, socialist views, Democratic views, whatever it is. These streets aren't Republican. They're not Democrat. They're our streets.
Absolutely.
Got to work together.
So just so folks understand, because you made reference to two separate instances. So in the one case, you've got signs that are just your signs or another candidate sign that has a sticker that was put on top of it that said corrupt. Now, I think we can.
Yeah, that was my sign. And
yeah.
That's against the law.
It's vandalism. Although that in and of itself, I think we can both acknowledge just putting a corrupt sticker on someone's sign is not a white supremacist attack, correct?
Well, you know, the same night that these lightning bolts, the double lightning bolts with the hand fist came up, so did this sticker. Okay, so that's why I'm saying that I'm...
So you're saying in the context of both of them. So the other sign that you're making reference to, just so folks know, is a red background sign. It says, Seattle politics are bad for Burien. It shows your name and three others. Crystal Marx is on there, who's a current council member, Sarah Moore and Hugo Garcia. It says, vote against. So obviously that part of the message is clear. It's got a fist that says propaganda underneath the fist. And you're saying that there are double lightning bolts. There aren't double lightning bolts. There's a single lightning bolt going into each of the four names. So
I will send you, if you look up this stuff on the internet, anybody can go into the internet and look it up. And look at the sign.
Yeah.
There's sometimes one lightning. Look, when I understand about lightning bolts, it's not what I see here. I mean, you know, if we're talking about nature, that's a different story. There's only one reason for that. All right. Well, and so that's why I'm offering $2,000. It may be that, you know, it's just some individual that wants to exercise his rights. But, you know, at the end of the day, let's talk about that sign. That sign there, we should know who's doing that. Okay. If it's not the white supremacy with the lightning bolts, then who is it?
Well, it's definitely not a white supremacist sign or symbolism. It could be a white supremacist, I suppose, who put it. Well, I actually kind of do know that in a sense. So because you had shared some of these images with me, and I spent a lot of time today going online and trying to find where this is. Because, number one, as a Jew, I am disgusted by all forms of anti-Semitism,
100%.
You know, whether it's coming against me as a Jew
or anybody,
it's disgusting. So the thing that kind of jumped at me, number one, was the lightning bolts are definitely not SS bolts, which is what you had claimed in a press release. This was not Nazi symbolism. SS bolts are very distinct. They are short. They're compact. They're right next to each other, and they're a little bit bulky in its width. So these were definitely
I'm glad you're describing something. You may know more than I do, but
I do.
When I see lightning bolts.
No, fair enough. When you see lightning bolts, I hear you. However,
yeah,
I actually found online. Hold on, Jimmy, hold on just one second. Because I looked up the images from the sign, And I actually found the original source in which the images came from. And it's not calling you, it's not calling you anything other than, they're calling you a communist, Jimmy. This is not white supremacy symbolism.
That are two candidates that are Hispanic, one that's LGBTQ and the other one that's a Jewish descent.
Do you share an ideology?
Let me just say that I can tell you right now that even with the candidates that are on that sign, I don't agree with 100% of the issues all the time. I want to get back to the facts. Like we should be talking about the recovery of the market. Like our
100%. But just real quickly, because
you know,
the symbol, though. But I think it's important here because you're saying that you're the victim of a white supremacy attack. Now, you haven't been physically assaulted. And in fairness, in your press release, you do say that this is one step away from a physical assault. And you're not accusing anyone of physically assaulting you. You're saying the imagery is offensive.
I've been assaulted once before in the city where the individual pled guilty to malicious.
Yeah, but I'm just saying in this particular case, you're not making the claim.
But look at the pattern, though. But look at the pattern, Jason. You know, my uncle got socked in the jaw when I was running. They didn't steal from him. They didn't, take his beer. You know, he struggled with alcoholism.
Okay.
You know, he's 72 years old, okay?
But, Mayor, the symbol of the fist, the symbol of the fist in the air is in solidarity. Hold on one moment, just one moment. The solid is an image of solidarity with communism. The actual source of the images comes from Shutterstock. It's created by an artist in Indonesia, and it is hashtagged under the keyword communism. In the context of saying Seattle politics are bad for Burien, it's very clearly not using white supremacy language or symbolism. They're saying you're too far to the left. That's all they're saying.
If that's what your interpretation is.
It's not an interpretation. I've got the actual artwork in front of me. I promise you, I've got the actual artwork in front of me. I found it about 15 minutes ago.
Here's the thing, Jason, okay? We are divided as a country, okay? We're not going to go anywhere as this. So what I'm saying here is I'm paying $2,000 to see who did it, to be investigated if it's supremacy or not. But at the end of the day, you got to get back to. You know, if you're going to run for office, you got to say what's your plan. For instance, here in Burien, we're struggling with mental health. The whole state is struggling with
mental health. Yes, and those are issues that need to be taken care of. I 100% agree with you. What I just disagree with is you said that this was a direct assault on every man, woman, and child in Burien, King County, in our nation. No, it's not. It's people who disagree with you politically. Now, you can argue that it's wrong, right?
That's your view, and that's why we live in America, and that's why I'm so fortunate that I represent the flag of the United States because I was born in
But they're not SS bolts. You said that they were SS bolts.
To me, I see that as a racist attack. I see it as lightning bolts.
But they're not.
The only time I've seen lightning bolts is when it comes. So what is it? Is it because they're talking about weather? So look, we can agree to disagree.
No. It's imagery. It's imagery associated. Hold on. It's imagery associated with communism and socialism. That's where this is coming from. That's all I'm saying. It's 100% not a Nazi SS lightning bolt because Nazi, and I'm assuming you've definitely Googled Nazi lightning bolts, SS bolts. You directly say that they're SS bolts.
When I see those signs, okay, I see that. Okay, I see lightning bolts doubled up.
But they're not even double in the photo. But they're not even double. There's four of them.
Well, look, again, you know.
So have you called the cops? Have you made a police report?
And so not about the signs, right? Because the signs can do what they want. Look, there's a difference between democracy and there's a difference between doing things that are tied to defacing my sign. So
I agree with that.
Yes, I'm putting $2,000. I want to know who defaced my sign. Look, I'm all for free speech. That's what. Look, freedom of the press, freedom of religion. Freedom of our voices. That's what America's based on. I mean, I love that, right? They can call me whatever they want. They could have bought signs and said whatever they want. Who's paying for it? We know who's behind it. Let's move forward. You know, look, regardless of whoever's running in this race, even the people that are running against me, one is denounce white supremacy, number one. Number two, let's not get into this childish stuff of running for office.
I agree with that.
What ordinances do you think we should
have? I think
have?
That's fair.
You know, tell us what are we doing?
In an interview, though, yesterday with Cairo 7, you said you were going to contact local law enforcement. As of 10 minutes ago, you have not filed a police report, according to the King County Sheriff's Office.
Yesterday, look, I think it's that sometimes, you got to look it through my lens, right? Like, you know, my mother was supposed to go out on, you know, her vacation. She scared that something's going to happen to me. I said, Mom, we're going to be all right. Just go ahead and go. Talk to my children, my employees who've been, you know, helping me out. So that's what I've been handling this morning. You know, I own a business.
Is it possible that your view of this is not an accurate reflection, but maybe, you know, just seeing it through your lens, meaning when you say you see something, it doesn't necessarily mean it's the reality, correct?
Let me ask you this.
Okay.
First of all, you heard the African-American lady. I don't even know the lady.
In the Cairo 7 piece,
you're
saying.
When I see that sign, I know what it means. People of color know what
it
means.
A Jew, hold on. A Jew might know what SS lightning bolts mean, correct?
Well, you know, they live some atrocity.
Yes, I'm saying, is it possible
you know,
that a Jew, is it possible that a Jew who was actually targeted by Nazis, right? Jews were targeted by Nazis. Is it possible that a Jew might know what the image is and maybe not necessarily another person of color? Is that at least a possibility?
Well, okay, so let's look at this. That's like an unfair question, because if I was to tell you, you know, do you think that if a Latino was to look at this, that, I mean, look, when we look at lightning bolts, and maybe it's more education, right, from our media instead of showing our divisiveness. Let's come together.
Well, you're the one, Mayor Mata. Yeah. You're the one saying it's Nazi SS lightning bolts.
When I see the sign, it sends a message of lightning bolts.
Well, no, there are lightning bolts in there, but again, the imagery is about communism. You're listening to the Jason Rancho. When we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with the mayor of Burien, Jimmy Mata. Welcome back to the Jason Rance Show on KTTH. Earlier today, I had the conversation, the interview with Mayor Jimmy Mata. Here is part two. In your press release that you put out, you said that you're issuing a call for federal investigation into the latest incident of attacks. And then you say it sends a chilling message into the Latino, gay, lesbian and trans communities. The Nazi SS lightning bolt. Did you miss a group when talking about Nazi SS lightning group, lightning bolts that could be impacted. Did you miss a group of people there?
You know, Jason, our Jewish community are still going through this atrocity in the United States of America. No group of people should be targeted by their race, their religion, you know, their...
I'm just arguing you're not being targeted for that. I think you're being targeted because people think that you are too far to the left, and that's very clearly the context here. And I think it's very fair for you to say, no, I'm not a socialist or a communist. I'm not a fringe left winger, and I don't represent Seattle. I represent the values of Burien. I think that is totally fair, and I think I hate signs like this. I hate vandalism. I think that's just childish. However, you are not the victim of a white supremacy hate crime attack, not based on what you've presented. And I resent the fact that you're claiming that Nazi SS lightning bolts are being used against you. I'll give you the last word.
We will see this when somebody comes and collects the reward of $2,000. There was another candidate putting $10,000 reward on not the signs that are there. I mean, you know what? They could have that. I mean, they can try to suppress.
If I give you the source image that shows that this is a communist symbol, would you donate the $2,000 to a Jewish charity of my choice?
The $2,000 for the arrest of the person that defaced.
Well, they're not going to be arrested. Putting a sticker on a sign, as you know, doesn't get you arrested, because throwing, rioting in this region doesn't get you arrested. You're not going to get anyone arrested.
Because whoever puts a sticker in those signs, I think that's more organized. It was a group of people. I don't think it's one
person. Maybe it was local activists. Do you think someone who puts a sticker on your sign that says corrupt should go to jail?
I think that they should be brought out to the forefront of what happened there. It's against the law, number one. Number two, it's an attack on democracy. I mean,
it's not an attack on democracy. It's vandalism.
You know, to me, it's an attack on democracy. It starts small and it keeps on growing. I mean, it kept on growing when I was supportive, and I'm still supportive of sanctuary cities. I mean, I had an individual.
Is that an attack on democracy, sanctuary cities, saying you're going to harbor people who are in this country illegally?
That was an attack on my person. I mean, look, you could have your view. This is America, but you cannot assault someone and deface their political signs, and that's just not right. I mean,
you weren't assaulted here. This is not an assault.
They're mean signs, right?
And it is vandalism to put a sticker on a sign. It is vandalism, but no one goes to jail for that.
I agree to disagree here, but I am going to file a complaint
When?
We'll go from there. Look, Jason, at the end today, I will be filing a complaint.
Okay.
And I want the individual who defaced my sign. The other sign is, look, they're there. You know, I'm still looking in the state law whether they have to show who is funding those signs. It's an independent expenditure, in my opinion. I think that the PDC should investigate it, but that's, look, that's...
What are they going to investigate? If I put up a sign that says, I don't like Jimmy Mata, you're saying that I have to put my name to it?
We should know who's putting that. I mean, look, that's a...
Are there any flyers on telephone poles in Burien?
Well, that's not politically connected, Jason.
Okay, so are there any BLM... Is there any BLM art? Hold on, Jimmy, hold on 1 second. Is there any BLM art anywhere in the city of Burien?
Not that I have seen.
Okay, if BLM art goes up or a sign that says Black Lives Matter, are you calling for an investigation?
Look, that's not a political...
BLM isn't political?
Candidates, Jason.
Come on.
Right? We should know independent expenditures when it comes to people that are running for office. Like, look.
So you think someone's doing this who's running against you?
I don't know. That's why I'm putting the money where my mouth is. I don't know.
Okay.
And we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, look, I guess we will see. Again, I'll post the art up online. I'm going to send you personally, Mayor Mata, the art source of this so you can see. I promise you, I'm not making it up. It is a communist symbol that has been posted by an artist that's based in Indonesia on Shutterstock. That's what it is. It's 100% not an SS bolt. The only way that this could be potentially connected to white supremacy is if maybe it just so happened the person who put it up was a white supremacist. Yes, I'll give you the last word. 20 seconds.
The fact that what we're trying to do here is we want everybody to exercise their democracy of being able to vote without any fear of wanting to run for office or anything like that. Look, if people want to go out and protest, we should protect those rights. But we shouldn't be punching. We shouldn't be, you know, doing things that send fear into our community. I mean, look, there's these candidates that are running. I want to hear, look, candidates that are running against me, I want to hear what ideas they have. I may learn something.
Yeah.
I may say, you know what, they probably have better ideas than I do, and maybe I should, you know, run the other way. But I want to hear it. You know, I'm
fair
not
enough
about democracy. Let's hear people's voices and see where they want to go. Look, we're looking for solutions. We want to build our community if we don't want to tear it down.
There
and,
you go.
I will look forward to seeing that sign you have found. I'm glad you're going to share that with me.
I will.
Fact of the matter is, you know, to me, it's let's make sure that we're building our community, not tearing down. We are the lucky.
Here you go.
I mean, we are the best country in the world.
Let's end on that complete agreement. We are the best country in the world. Absolutely, democracy is incredibly important. Jimmy Mata is running for re-election in the city of Burien. Thank you so much for stopping by. I really appreciate
it. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day. I appreciate it, Jason.
Absolutely. Bye-bye. You're listening to The Jason Rance Show.